Welcome to All Wine Aside, a podcast where Brooke Sloan, who is missing today because she's sick, and myself, Charlie, drink wine and talk about nonsense of our everyday. We're part of the Trending Topics Network, along with other shows such as Old School at the Movies, Tunes, and let's say Cerebral Satire, because we're going to talk about it today.
Oh.
So go listen to them too, if you have a minute. Because they'll appreciate it, and so will we. So, Sloan is missing.
She is.
So we're going to call her.
Do we do that now?
Because we're that annoying. And we don't let her have a sick day. Okay, so let's begin. It's so sad with two little wine.
I know, it doesn't sound
Okay, it's caller. Wow, this is loud.
Hello.
Oh my, Jesus. That was loud.
Okay. Hi. Was it really?
Yeah, just a second. I think we're going to have to move you
it's
away there.
Loud.
Okay. Hi, how's it going?
It's going good. Well, good, you know, as much as it can be good.
Yeah, that's right. True. You can't drink wine with us today, right?
No, I can't.
Oh.
Are we like live? What's happening? Are you recording now?
Yeah, we are.
We aren't live.
Live! Oh, wine aside!
Oh my god. So I missed the whole introduction and everything?
You missed everything.
We did a lonely tap.
Yeah, we did a little lonely cling.
Aww, I feel so sorry. I feel so bad.
Well, since you're not here physically... How about, Brooke, how about you talk to us about the wine that we're drinking? The Lonely Bottle!
All right, we only have one bottle of wine today because we don't have Sloan with us.
What's the bottle?
It is called Revolution White, and it's a new school wine. That's why I picked it, because it's new school.
And you wanted to know what new school was?
It tastes like old school wine.
You hear that, old school?
New school wine?
It says new school wine from California, but it tastes like old school wine. And according to the Cool Crisp White.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's good. Ooh, 12% alcohol. It's pretty good.
I think I'm really bad at this wine thing because I don't notice a difference at all.
It says, serve well, chilled, and with a great group of friends.
Bless
you. Oh, that's sweet. I'm so sad I'm not there.
You're here in spirit.
Well, and technically in voice.
In voice, right.
So I started my period today.
Isn't it interesting that we go through something so horrible every month for so many years and we just have to fucking deal with it?
Yeah. Is it horrible though? Like, I mean, when you're used to it, who cares?
I don't think you ever get used to it. I hate having my period.
Really?
Oh, fuck, I hate it.
I don't mind.
Like, for the first 2 days, like, I want to punch everyone in the face. Ugh. And like Tom can pinpoint when I'm gonna have my period.
Oh really?
2 days before, he'll be like, "You starting your fucking period or something?" I'm like, "No, you're such an asshole for saying that." And then I always start my period.
It's hilarious.
It is.
No, I used to hate having my period when I used pads when I was a kid.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
But now that I use tampons, whatever, you just stick something up there, you're good. Fuck, who cares?
Still not. It's like not.
I only get it for like 3 days though.
Oh, no, I get it for, like, a good 5 to 7, and, like, the first two, I feel like I have rubber bands tied from, like, my ovaries to my kneecaps.
Horrible. Hear that, boys? Hear it?
Ovaries to your kneecaps.
It pulls, and it hurts. Give me
we haven't even really started the show already.
I know, it's okay, we have 3 bottles.
Here I am thinking, because Sloan's not here, we'll have one bottle and have, like, portion control. Watch, we're gonna go through 2 bottles between the two of us.
Portion control. There's no such thing.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Sloan. Welcome for the 15 millionth time.
Yay!
So tell us what you have. Like, are you sick?
Like, as a disease?
No.
As a disease?
No, what you have. Like, are you sick right now? Are you feeling poopy?
Oh, well, I have a UTI. Is that what you want to know?
Yeah, pretty much.
UTIs are fun.
Oh. They're fun. Aren't they fun?
They're horrible.
Yeah. And they always start in the morning, you know? Like, they never start, like, when you finish work and you're like, okay, I'm just going to go and take my pill and sleep on it and be fine. Like, they always start in the morning and you spend your whole day feeling like shit, pretty much, and hoping, like, the antibiotics are actually going to kick in and drinking fucking cranberry juice like there's no tomorrow. But,
right.
Yeah, but That's what happens sometimes.
I hope you feel better.
Well, I hope so too. I mean, I feel better now, but like I had like a shit day because I went to work anyway. Happens sometimes. What else can you do? That's what happens when you have sex sometimes.
That's hilarious. Okay, yeah. So I want to start this episode with a little bit of a rant.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh. So I was listening to another podcast just randomly, and it was Cerebral Satire from the Trending Topics Network. And you guys, by the way, if you don't know what this podcast is, listen to it. It's like really funny. It's like piss your pants funny.
Oh, I'm gonna have to listen to it.
Yeah. But during the time that I was listening to it, during his podcast, he was talking and he ended up calling me
Charlie
a prude.
What?
Yeah. So he called me a prude. So normally I wouldn't really care because Sloan has called me a prude before, but Sloan also knows all about my sex life. So she's allowed.
And she didn't say it behind your back. This was kind of said behind your back.
Yeah. Look at that. I'm like destroying my bra here. So basically he called me a prude and I was sad. I'm not gonna lie. It was a little sad. So I felt the need to like explain myself here and about the fact that I am not a prude. So, Sloan, calm down. Okay. Let's go to the Urban Dictionary for a second, shall we? And look up the definition of prude.
Oh, that's good. Okay. I like that.
So, in the Urban Dictionary, prude is a guy or a girl who's afraid to do anything sexual or kind of shy around the opposite sex. Now, can we all say that that is not me?
That is not you at all.
Okay.
No, that's not you.
So, I'm not a prude because of the fact that I am not, definitely not afraid to do anything sexual, or I'm not, definitely not afraid of the opposite sex.
You're if not anything, shy at all.
If anything, I'm a little bit too forward with the opposite sex. What the problem with me is the fact that I don't enjoy sex, which is completely different. The reason I don't enjoy sex is because my body doesn't let me enjoy sex. To explain to the audience, because these two kind of know what's going on. So I was diagnosed with autoimmune disease, which basically that fucks up my hormones and doesn't allow me to get horny, I guess you can say.
I actually, this is news to me. I didn't know this.
You've known me for 13 years and
I didn't know
this?
I mean, I knew you had some sort of health issues, but I didn't know that was connected at all.
Yeah.
This is news to me.
That's so basically,
very interesting.
Yes. So my autoimmune disease, basically what happens is that it fucks up my, I don't know how to say it in English, my endocrine or something?
I have no idea.
System? Anyway, yeah. So that basically, that system in your body controls absolutely everything from your hormones to all your glands in your body. And it basically unbalances it. And what happens with that is that you have a lot of trouble dealing with all your hormones. And most of the time, basically, it takes away your sex drive completely. So imagine having sex with someone, especially for you guys. Imagine having sex with someone while your penis isn't hard. It's not very enjoyable.
Yeah, but you can always, like, sticking it off and then it gets hard, you know?
No, but that's a problem. You can't. When it comes to me, though, it doesn't get hard. Right. So that's my problem. So basically, that's my problem. That's the reason why I don't enjoy sex.
So Charlie's penis never gets hard?
So my penis never gets hard.
But there's also the fact that you are kind of, like, take away all of that, and I feel like you're also easily, not shocked, but like, you know? But I think that's more you being Italian than you being
rude. Right, I'm also, I guess that doesn't help me at all either, because of the fact that I grew up in a very close-minded Catholic family.
Right.
Which my family didn't even like. Let me give you an example about my mother. A conversation, a real conversation that I had about my mother when I was like a kid, maybe 8 or 9. Remember, you know those commercials about the pads?
Right.
Where they have the blue liquid?
Yes.
To like show how absorbent it is?
Yes.
Okay. So once I was watching TV and I remember very clearly, I turned to my mother and I say, Ma, what's the little blue liquid supposed to represent? And my mom said pee. That these pads were for older ladies when they couldn't control their bladder anymore.
Really? She wouldn't even have like the she wouldn't have the period talk with you.
She didn't never had the period. Wow. Do you imagine how shocked I was when I got my period for the first time? I thought I was dying.
Hold on. You didn't have like sex ed at school?
No, we didn't have we didn't have sex ed at school.
I think
No, we didn't.
I think my daughter was 3 and she asked me if that was strawberry jam coming out of my bum and I had to have that talk with her. She knows.
3? What?
She was really young. Yeah, she was really young. We were in the bathroom together. She was like, Mommy, you have jam coming from your bum? And I was like, oh, God, no.
And how did she know about that?
She was in the bathroom. She saw me and it was during my week.
Yeah. You had your daughter with them.
They follow you into the bathroom. Ask any mother. They do not leave you alone. Yeah,
that's true.
Be completely honest, so I don't think she's ever seen her father naked, and she's going to be 7. But she comes and, like, we shower together, and she comes in the room with
but
the
mother. But I think it's different with the mother.
Yeah, for sure. Exactly. Like, I mean, like, I breastfed her. Like, she grew inside of me. Why would she not see the gem coming out of my
I don't think she should see her father naked.
No, and she hasn't. I agree that she shouldn't either. She doesn't need to know about all that.
But I don't know about if I would feel comfortable with my daughter seeing me with my period.
As if she's going to remember. Apparently, we don't get any memories until we're, like, 4. 3, and before that, you don't remember anything.
Okay, but her daughter's 7?
And she still comes into the bathroom with me.
Yeah, okay, well...
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
That she knows. Like, forever. Like, fuck it.
Yeah, I think it's very, I think we need to be open with our sexuality and our bodies and what goes on.
That, my friend, I will completely agree with you to be open with your kids, not sexually necessarily, but have the talk about sex, about their body. Because I was completely confused when I was growing up. And probably that's mostly because, well, A, I never felt those feelings before, like sexual feelings, because my body just doesn't work that way. So it's not like I had questions to ask.
Right.
And the fact that my parents weren't forward with me, I was like completely clueless about the world.
Right.
So anyways.
So what did you do when you got your period? Did you like cry alone in the bathroom thinking you were about to die?
Oh my God, I thought I was dying. I'm not even joking. I thought I was dying. I was like, I didn't understand what was happening.
You started bleeding from your orifices.
Yeah.
Orifices? Is that a word?
Orifices.
Orifices. You know what word I'm trying to say.
But you know what happened? True story. The first time that I got my period, I was 16 years old. I was in Italy and I didn't know what was happening. And I freaked out. And then I freaked out so much that it stopped bleeding. And I was like, okay, then I'm fine. And the next time I had my period, I was 18.
Really?
Yeah. And wait, then I was aware by then.
how old were you the first time?
16.
Because I spotted once when I was like 9. And my mom thought it was my period. And she was like, oh my God, she's so young. Turns out it was a blood blister. Apparently from the inside that burst. And I just made
so
it
maybe
stop.
That's what happened to me. Because maybe. 2 years it took for me to actually start
my period. Yeah, because I started my period at 14 and I was at ski camp.
Ski camp?
Oh yeah.
Terrible.
Oh yeah.
So anyways, all this to say... I wanted to clarify the fact that I was offended when somebody called me a prude. I would understand why somebody would think I'm a prude, but no, it's unfortunately a medical condition, which sucks.
I'm offended somebody called Charlie a prude.
Also, I have to add, because I just like to be the devil's advocate here.
Always.
I also want to add how incredibly shocked and like how you did not approve the fact that your niece was having sex at, like, 16, and that to you, it's, like, beyond you. Like, you're not supposed to have sex.
I wasn't really shocked. 16, it's okay that she's yeah. I mean, to me, because of the fact that the first time I had sex, I was 19, to me, I was like, oh, that's too young. I wasn't shocked. I said, it's too young because at 16 years old, I don't think you know exactly what you're getting yourself into.
You don't at all.
But, I mean, I don't think kids should have sex that young. But, I mean, she did. I mean, the entire world did. If anything, my niece was very late in the game, probably, right?
Yeah. I had sex younger than that.
So, yeah.
Well, I don't know. I feel like 16 is pretty normal. I think anything between 14 and 16 is, like, where it's happening now.
Yeah, but
that... where it happened for me, too. Like, I don't know.
Me, too, but I don't think it's right.
I don't think kids should be having sex.
I was 15, and it was right. Like
I was 14. It was not right.
Years, and,
you were going
out... it was fine, and it was fun, so...
For 3 years?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, okay, if you're going out with somebody for 3 years, you're looking for other ways to express your love, quote unquote, then fine. But I mean, sometimes kids just get into it because they think it's cool, and that's not correct.
Oh, right, I agree.
But yeah, that's the only reason.
No, but what are you going to do? Like, kids are going to be kids and they're going to make stupid mistakes.
Exactly.
That's that. the only thing you can do is educate them better, so.
Exactly. So, I mean, I wasn't shocked. I'm actually really happy she told me when it, right. like, the night it happened.
Right.
But other than that, it happens. What are you going to do? I was one of the late bloomers. I definitely was. But, yeah. So, anyways, all this to say, let's, I wanted to just clear that up for the audience. And,
Charlie's not a prude.
I'm not a prude. I'm just damaged.
But I like that. I like that other podcasts are talking about it.
I know, right?
Yeah, but if you're going to talk about us, like, tweet about it so it's not so behind our backs.
I know. I wish you would have tweeted me to tell me, hey, listen, I just called you a prude on my podcast. Come listen. I would have been like, yeah, bitch, let's go.
Yeah, bitch.
Hey, by the way, what's happening with All Beer Inside?
All Beer Inside, basically, they are definitely talking about it. I think they're looking for one more guy. And then they're going to start it. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. One more guy.
Like, are they looking for kind of anyone? Because I kind of know someone who's looking to be part of a podcast.
Well, you could tell them to contact Old School. Yeah.
I'll do that. Okay.
But I think they're going to be like 5 or 6. So I think it's going to be a whole crazy massacre over there.
Well, I think that's a good start for this person who wants to start their own podcast.
Then do it.
Yeah.
Old School, you listening?
We have a candidate for you.
We have a candidate for you.
I'll put
for all Beer Inside.
I'll put a word in.
Waiting for this show to start.
Me
like,
too.
No idea.
It's like our spinoff.
I know. How cool are we that we get our own spinoff?
We're so cool.
Have spinoff. You kind of made it in the world.
We have made it in life.
Yeah. Next level is like that bottle of scotch in the glass jar in the corner of your office, you know?
Next level, can we start getting paid for this? No?
Nope, I don't think that's happening.
It's not happening? Okay. No one's going to pay us to do this.
So how was your week, Brooke?
Oh, Brooke.
You're waiting for Sloan?
I'm looking at the phone waiting for Sloan to answer. My week was good. I turned 32 this past week.
Whoa!
I know!
Happy 32.
Thank you! And I'm very happy I turned 32. I thought 31 was a very ugly number. It had like a very...
I completely agree.
Right, this is, has like a bubbly 3 and then like a line.
Yeah.
And it's not an attractive number. So no, that's about it. I have to say I felt very loved this past week. Nothing exciting
what
happened.
What did you do for your birthday?
I actually ate a lot during this past week. I also did something that I have been dying to do for years and years and nobody ever... thought it was cool enough to do it with me. But Charlie thought it was cool enough to do it with me.
Yes.
We did glow-in-the-dark mini putt, and that was so much fun. They let us drink while we did it, too, which was even more fun.
That was fabulous.
I fucking hope so.
I know.
Like, why would you do that sober?
Yeah, well, I mean, sober's fun, too, but it's even more fun drunk. Charlie, did you notice that I left a whole bottle of wine at the mini putt place that night?
Did you really?
Yeah, my cousin gave me a bottle of wine. I put it behind the counter, and I forgot it there.
Oh, no.
But Tom
and
went.
And I went. You went back?
Tom went back and got it.
Okay,
for me,
because I went there the next day, too, because I thought I lost my cell phone. I could have gotten it for you.
You went as far as going back to the mini putt place for your cell phone?
Yeah.
And it was in a car the whole time?
It was in a car the whole time.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, yeah, no, my whole week was just my birthday, and it was fun. It was nice, but nothing.
That's so cool.
Nothing crazy that I have any crazy stories about. I guess.
Uh huh. What about you, Sloan? What'd you do except getting
a UTI?
A UTI.
Can we hear the story about how you got the UTI? Because it might be a good story. It might be better than my week.
Oh well, you guys remember that 24-year-old from before Christmas?
The one that keeps texting you.
No, but that guy's texting me again.
I was gonna say. God. I was like, did he text you enough that you were like, okay,
let's have sex?
Can you imagine? No, that poor guy. I don't know. I kind of gave up on that one. But, let's say...
Oh, the relative.
Oh, my God, yes, the brother-in-law.
Yeah.
Okay, what about him? He gave you a disease?
A UTI is not a disease.
Like an infection.
Well, it kind of is, but it's not like a sex disease, you know? It's
it kind of is.
An infection. He gave you an infection.
But yeah, it's an infection, like whatever, big deal. But,
so you called him back.
I just
had sex with him.
The whole thing was that because I was going to Ireland and Scotland, I was bringing back a whole bunch of whiskey.
Of course.
Like, you know, tell me when you get back, we'll have like a whiskey degustation. And so that's what we did.
Degustation.
Okay, and how'd it go?
It was great. He made me dinner, so that's nice.
Oh, he made you dinner.
What did he make?
Wow, what did he make?
He made like Mexican stuff, but the thing is, also, because I don't eat meat anymore, he made me, like, a vegetarian. Mexican option, which I thought was really.
First of all, I actually love Mexican, and when I also did the whole veggie thing, Mexican was like probably Mexican and Indian were probably the two cuisines I ate the most because they're so delicious vegetarian because there's so many yummy spices.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Beans and stuff, and yeah, it was yummy.
Wow.
Love Mexican food.
So you thanked them with sex.
Wow. Well,
and he thanked you with a UTI.
And he thanked you with an infection.
No, but it was nice. And it was nice because, you know how, well, maybe you don't, but like, sometimes.
Hey, are you calling me a prude again?
No, I'm saying.
Charlie's going to be really sensitive for a while.
Boys at like 23 or 24.
Yeah.
They have the worst apartments. Like, it's like little kids' apartment.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like teenager apartments.
And it was and dirty and whatever. And his was actually not. It was a super nice apartment, well decorated. Like, I was really impressed. Like, this is not a kid.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, so I was really happy.
Okay, good. So you're going to see him again?
I don't know, probably. But the thing is, like, this is, like, a fun, he's a great, like, plan B, good sex, good-looking guy, like, the whole thing, you know? Mm-hmm. And he's sweet, so that's nice and fun. But, you know, he's 24, and there's, like, this history, like, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing will come out of it sort of thing, but it's still fun and cool.
Well, you never know. You can't say nothing will come out of it. Simple.
He's 24.
And then?
And then that's enough. But have you guys heard about this story of, like, I don't know if we talked about it last time, but it's, like, this thing that there are 36 questions to fall in love, blah, 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 blah.
No.
I wrote an article on the website about this because I read an article in the New York Times about this girl who was reporting back from like 20 years ago. There's like this psychologist who developed 36 questions that if you ask any two random people, like a woman and a guy, to like answer these questions like together, that they will fall in love. So basically they're together, they have 90 minutes to answer those 36 questions, and then they have to stare at each other in the eyes.
What?
For 4 minutes, zero dollies, zero.
Okay.
And then apparently you fall in love. And the psychologist in question, he said he took a random girl and a random guy and all the people working in this study together, like, they put them through this in a lab context.
Like,
and
like, random people, or were they a couple?
No, no, they were random people. They did not know each other before this.
Okay.
So they did the experiment in a lab with these two people, mm-hmm. and apparently 6 months later, they were getting married, and they invited everybody at their wedding.
What?
Yeah.
This is crazy.
This girl in the New York Times, she was talking about this study to her coworker, and the guy said, okay, we should try it, and she was like, okay. So they tried it, and of course, they fell in love. Now, the thing is, I don't really believe that this is true, because I don't think any two people in the world could fall in love.
No.
And the concept of those 36 questions is that it's pretty much conversations that you would have on a, like, a regular basis of dating someone, like over several weeks or months even.
Okay.
But because you ask those very specific questions that increase in like intimacy, you know, of the subject of the question as you go along, it's like dating like on crack cocaine pretty much. It's like you get to dig into someone's really extremely personal life in 90 minutes. So you get to know the person really well.
Yeah, but wait.
Right away.
But wait, what happens if you don't agree at all with that person? Like, whatever the questions are, I guess.
Well, that's the thing. It's not about agreeing or not. It's about discovering.
Oh, I see.
What the other person is about. But my point is, like, I don't think you put. I'm gonna sound very shallow, but if you put an 800-pound guy in front of me who's gonna answer a question and we're gonna gaze into each other's eyes, like, I don't think I'm gonna fall in love with him nonetheless. You know?
Let's try it.
Well,
no, but that's the thing. Because I was like, I don't know how exactly this study actually was, you know,
conducted.
So random. Like, the guy and the girl, like, were they selected according to, like, some kind of
physical,
you know, about him? Mm-hmm. Like, they have to be between this age and this age and make this much money. You know, we don't know those details. We could probably research it or whatever. So I don't know how these candidates were selected. And then the second one from the girl from the New York Times, it was with someone that she knew who she talked about this. And the guy clearly, if he was like, okay, let's do this, I feel like
clearly he was interested.
Right.
Like, underlying all this, there was probably an attraction between the two of them to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not really true. So,
Right.
In the article, I was like, okay, I'm willing to try this with, like, whoever. Just send an email to my editor, blah, 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 blah. She received a couple of emails from guys. And I'm
Are
like,
you
okay,
serious?
That's cool.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. Like, I'll totally do it. And then she's like, I'm like, just, you know, do a background check. Don't tell me anything. I just don't want to, you know, go on a date with a sex offender, let's say.
Yeah.
So she started asking questions, and both guys kind of backed out.
Oh, what? No way.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, this is shitty. Now I look like a fucking loser because I wrote this article saying, hey, I'll report back, like, whatever happens during that day because I don't think I'm going to fall in love with anybody, you know? So I was like, shit, what do I do? So she's setting me up with someone that I don't know that I'm probably going to go on a date with on Wednesday or Saturday. We have to figure out our schedule.
That's hilarious.
That's awesome.
I know. So then I'll report back.
Sloan, what's this study called? Mm-hmm. What's it called?
I don't know what it's called, but if you research 36 questions to fall in love, it'll pop up.
Okay, so basically somebody's setting you up on a date and you're going to try it out and see if you're going to fall in love with this person. If you fall in love with this person, that will be hilarious.
And they're implying that pretty much if you take any male and female and put them through these 36 questions, they'll fall in love?
Yeah, which to me is absolutely ridiculous.
Right.
I agree.
That's crazy. Oh my God.
No, but I mean, it could happen. Like, it's possible that as all these shows, two people... You know, you have des affinités entre les deux, and then they do this and they fall in love. Like, that's absolutely possible, but the opposite is also very plausible, I think, you know?
Right, no, absolutely.
It should be more of a filter.
What's your...
Like, if you set me up with, like, a KKK member, like, obviously I'm not gonna, like...
Right.
Even if we answer properly to all of the questions, deep down, the values are not the same, so there's no way in hell this would work, you know?
And what's her percentage, you said? Like, everybody fell in love?
It's like 100%,
well,
right?
It is. Apparently, 100%. Those are, like, the questions to fall in love. But
that's
to
ridiculous.
Be honest,
that means...
I don't know how often this research was done.
It was done
tried
once.
It and she fell in love.
Wow. Okay. Well, you know what? I will research that because we'll see. So let us know how that works out.
That
would be fucking hilarious.
Definitely. Do we really
have to... What happened to you this week?
Nothing happened to me, actually, this week, other than being called a prude. What happened to me? I spent the entire week with you, Brooke.
You became a redhead.
I became a redhead.
What?
Yeah, she dyed my
Sloan's
hair.
Sloan's not here to see it.
I know.
Red? Oh,
I'm
my
red.
God. Take a picture. Brooke, take a picture and send it to me.
Okay.
Okay, well.
So,
right
yeah.
Now.
So, I became a redhead. Other than that, I planned Brooke.
And you know what they say about redheads, huh?
Wait, what?
Well, that they're horny.
Well, that's a horrible lie.
Well, maybe.
That's a terrible lie. So other than I planned Brooke's birthday. She's trying to take a picture of me.
Yeah, that's much better.
Okay. So,
Oh, it's so fuzzy, though.
Oh, my goodness.
My phone sucks.
It doesn't matter. Your hands are
in front of your hair.
I know, but the picture doesn't have to be awesome. Like, I know...
She knows what I look like.
I know Charlie's pretty. Like, it doesn't matter if she was ugly on one picture.
My entire week was pretty much revolved around Brooke. So I didn't do much.
I like weeks like
that. I made her a cake.
Wow.
I made her a cake.
And the cake was so... Okay, we're going to put a cake up on the website. I have a picture.
I made her a cake, which basically was a chocolate cake with chocolate frosting on it. And then on top of the cake, there was little piggies that were, like, bathing in the mud.
I don't know if people know this, though. I used to collect pigs.
So, yeah, she's in love with pigs.
Yeah.
So I made her that.
Aww.
Yeah. So,
you never made me a cake.
It was much appreciated.
Yeah. I didn't know you for 13 years. Actually, I'm pretty close to knowing you for 13 years.
Yeah, I was like, seriously? Is it like a 13-year thing?
I made her a cake for her birthday last year.
Actually, yeah, Brooke left me a cake on my porch last year, so the day you do that too, Sloan, I'll make you a fucking cake.
I'll get a cake delivered to you.
Other than that, nothing much, really. But I figured that this episode, since you're not there, Sloan, it would be a good episode for us to go back, read all our tweets, because we got a lot of tweets.
I'm kind of agree.
We have emails.
A bitch, you know, it's like so boring and everything.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Yeah. Focus on her. Listeners.
Our fans. Mm-hmm. We even had emails from last time we never got to because we spoke so much. So we should...
Oh my God. Okay, so let's just talk about it.
This should be the Drunken Station episode.
The Drunken Station episode. Last episode, it lasted 2 hours. It was so long. I apologize for that.
I know.
Charlie, before we go on, are we getting into bottle number two?
Yeah, can we... can we open another bottle?
I'm going to go do this.
Sloan, we were supposed to, like, take it easy because you weren't here and we were already on our second bottle. Shit.
Sorry, guys. It's like, you guys are going to be really drunk and I'm going to be, like, super sober.
With an infection. Okay, so the second bottle is my personal stash, so we're not going to name it. So
Charlie, you need to, like, expand your...
What do you mean? You love the blue bottle. Shut up. Don't lie.
I like it okay, like, they find me. Like, I don't drink it on a daily basis.
Well, it's not like I'm going to go to SAQ just to buy wine. I buy the bottle just because I'm at the grocery store. That's how it works.
Okay, but yeah, you have to go to SAQ. It's better bottle. Delicious wine. Expand your horizon a little bit.
Okay there, sexologist. Fuck.
Sexologist? We're talking about wine.
Sure she is. Okay, so let's go to the Drunken Station. Oh!
I thought we had a jingle, and I'm pretty sure that wasn't it.
All right, we have a jingle. Here it is. Drunken Station. Drunken Station.
Sloan?
Oh.
Yes?
Did you get the pictures of Charlie's red hair yet?
Oh, I got it, but I forgot that I was expecting a text. Hold on.
Right.
You sent it to her right away?
Yeah.
Jesus. Now everybody on air is going to be like, where's the picture?
Yeah, that is not your best picture ever.
I sent two of them.
But you know I'm naturally pretty.
Yes. Yep, and you're lucky I do. Auburn-ish.
Well, it's like copper.
It's a natural redhead red. It's not like blood red.
Right.
Right, right.
It's like,
stupidly looks natural on me. Like I'm supposed to be this color for life.
And that's how a hair color should
be. Did you change her eyebrow color?
I didn't. We didn't need to.
Oh.
No, she didn't.
Well, that's pretty cool.
No. Yeah. And that was kind of the point, right? Is that we didn't want to have to change her eyebrow color.
There was a lot of love also on our Twitter, huh?
Yeah, we've been getting a lot of love this past couple
of
weeks.
So, yeah.
We like these boys.
Yeah. There's so many boys that have been following us. Actually, guys, we're supposed to be giving away our bullets.
It's true. And not too many people have been sharing our post or that.
No, though. But it's okay.
No, but there's one guy and I think we just should send it to him.
No, there was two. There was actually two that shared it, which means we have a tie, which means I think we need to come up with a fun tiebreaker.
Oh.
I have a few ideas.
You have a few ideas?
I have a few ideas.
Okay, so we asked them?
We asked them.
We suggested.
Okay, we asked them to retweet an image of our magic bullet.
Our vibrator. It's not called a magic bullet. What is it called?
It's called the...
No, it's called the bullet.
The bullet.
The bullet. Not a magic bullet. The magic bullet is the...
It's a kitchen blender.
Thing. I know. Yeah.
Which, I use it to make hummus.
Which gets me excited. But what? Anyways...
More
excited than sex. But yes, two guys retweeted and favored it. So, Brooke, what do you want to do?
Something that involves a big sign with our podcast logo on it and them standing on a street corner. Can we put all these elements together? And
so let's see. We have Black Ghost and Andy Anderson?
And they both retweeted our picture, okay. So it's a tie. So we
so
need
it's a tie.
Proof.
So we need a tiebreaker.
Yeah.
You want them to what?
These guys were awesome enough to share a picture. No one else gave a shit.
Yeah.
So, pretty much.
So basically, they both win. But who's going to actually get the bullet is the person who, what, goes to the corner.
With a big all wine aside sign.
And takes a picture.
And takes a picture. We need proof of this.
Okay.
Okay, guys.
Or some other way to promote us.
You also have to realize that they could just go and buy this for like $20 at a sex shop.
But this is so much more fun.
Shh, don't tell them
I don't think they'll do it.
I think that they would care enough to do it.
I think we need to take this opportunity to promote our podcast because I so appreciate these fans, only two people shared our fucking picture.
So I paid this fucking bullet. I want somebody to go on the street corner with a sign that says allwineaside.com and just take a picture, proof that you're on the street corner, and we will send you our bullet. If they both do it and they both share it, I will go personally go buy another bullet and send it to the other guy.
Are you serious?
I will. I'll do it.
Oh my gosh.
We'll do it through pinkcherry.ca.
What is that?
I don't know, but they're going to sponsor us if we keep saying their name. Pinkcherry.ca is actually a sex toy website that delivers to Canada, and they have fantastic specials. I've ordered from there before.
Oh my goodness, it's Brooke.
Fantastic. That's where I got my first vibrator
from.
Yeah.
That's CA.
It's Canadian. And I have to say, they deliver quite quickly. A couple days.
So if you're horny people,
well, not
order
that quickly.
From them.
Not that quickly, but a couple days.
Oh, that's hilarious. Okay, so there goes the sex bullet thing. Sex bullet?
Sex bullet? Whatever.
It's just the bullet, but it's
doesn't really fucking matter.
It's because every time I think of the bullet, I think about the magic bullet, so I have to say the sex bullet.
Sex bullet. Magic bullet.
Okay, other than that, so our first tweet here, we have it from the Mountie. Says that episode 5, Sloane.
Yes.
He says you gotta be direct with guys like that. He's talking about the guy that keeps texting you.
Yeah, but I have been direct in the past, and he just does not get it. So my other tactic was to ignore him, and that didn't work either. So I don't know what to do now.
So did you directly tell him, dude, I'm not interested? Word for word?
I said, dude, I'm seeing someone else.
And he still texted you?
And he still texted me.
Oh my, then he is obsessed.
So then I was like, okay, I'm just going to ignore him completely. And he's just been, and honestly, the ignoring part, at one point I thought he kind of got the message sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because he stopped. And then out of the blue, I got a Facebook message, I think, when was it that I texted you guys? Maybe like 4 or 5 days ago?
Yeah, yeah. And
so
he sent you another message.
I mean, I can be direct with people, and like I wasn't afraid to say, like, listen, like, okay, let's fire. And my way of saying that to him was like, listen, I'm seeing someone else, so like, no. And he's just been texting and texting and texting again, and I've just been avoiding and ignoring, and I don't know what else to do.
Wow, that's crazy.
I mean, thanks for the advice, dear Mountie there, but
it's not working.
Give me something else.
He also tweeted, Charlie, the other guy is playing hard to get. Referring, wow, we didn't check these in a while.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Charlie's moved on.
So referring to the guy that kept not texting me, that he's playing hard to get, which, yes, in fact, he never texted me back, pretty much.
He's not playing hard to get there. And I'm sorry, like, how old are we to fucking play hard to get? Are you shitting me? Like,
right. No, I know. And actually, I'm going to go directly to another tweet from Andy, referring to that, because he said, Charlie, if he does not reply to you on the same day or the next, he's not into you. Or is playing the power game with you. Make him wait, he said. So I actually kind of agree with him. He's probably just not into me, because he never texted me. To me, it completely makes sense. If you're interested to a guy, I mean, he's going to reply the same day.
You hope
right?
so. You would think so.
Yeah, or the very next. Like, if he was, like,
morning
or whatever.
Right,
you
the
know?
Next morning.
But, like, past 2 days, unless he's, like,
there's
somewhere
no...
where he does not have, like, connection or whatever,
right.
Like, he's
there,
not
there's,
gonna...
there's no way that a guy will let a text message sit on his phone for, like, 2 days.
Right.
He probably saw it, chose not to reply to it,
yeah.
And
right.
Then why? Why would you choose not to reply to it? Anyways.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
If it's a power gain, like, fuck it, move on to someone
exactly,
else.
Exactly, yeah. So I did. I moved on to somebody else, and he's much better. Much, much better.
And things are going good?
Very good. Very good. I'm not going to say anything because his sister's sitting right next to me.
So I know. I just like that awkward moment.
I know.
Beautiful.
You want to hear an even more awkward moment? He asked me what plan he was.
Oh, no! What did you reply?
Nothing.
I hope you said A.
I didn't say anything.
You didn't
say anything.
But we all know he's an A. Come on, he's so cute.
Shut up.
That's
well,
so funny.
Is, like,
at least he listens to the podcast.
Yeah. Well,
that's a little stressful to tell a guy that he's a plan A. That's a little stressful.
A little stressful.
So how big is his dick?
Oh my! Whoa, his sister's sitting right here.
Dude, man, you want me to get my ass kicked? What the fuck?
Jeez. I don't have many limits. That's one of them.
Jesus Christ. Okay, let's see where we were here. So, let's move on, shall we?
Wow.
So, the Mountie actually tweeted again the same day and said, Brooke, get rid of stress as a resolution. Fucking A.
Fucking A. I'm still working on that. We're in 2015 now.
Yeah?
It's in progress.
In progress?
In progress.
Did you start getting rid of people at least?
You know what?
Is that a no?
What the fuck? I don't think it's really because it's... saying getting rid of people makes it sound like it's people that are very close to me. And I realize that the people that I need to get rid of in my life...
aren't that close?
No, they aren't that close. There are people that need to be getting rid of, but they getting rid of? I don't feel like I'm speaking proper English.
it's the wine.
There are people that will be gone in my life, but yeah, no. All that to say, no, okay, I haven't done it yet, but it's in progress. The plans are in my passion planner. Did I mention that? I got a passion planner because we mentioned passion planning on a previous podcast.
What's a passion planner?
We spoke about this in a previous podcast, the passion planner, the organizer that helps you set out your goals and passions. Charlie got me one for my birthday.
Yeah.
And I'm writing in my passion planner how to de-stress my life. So it's in the works. It's in the works to answer that question.
Passion planner. That's so lame.
Because you plan your passions.
Because it's a planner that revolves around your passion.
And your goals and your dreams.
So basically, instead of writing like, today is January 12th or 26th, it says like, what would you like to achieve for January 26th?
It kind of like...
oh my God.
You know what I mean?
That is so lame, guys.
No, it's awesome. It's so awesome. It's somebody like me who has a disorganized brain. It's amazing because it kind of helps you organize your brain and like set your goals like on paper.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't organize your brain. It basically reorients your brain. No, like to go to think that way.
There's actually a really awesome... you know what? Sloan and Charlie have a conversation for a second. I'm going to come back with a quote from the Passion Planner.
Okay. Okay, Sloan's me. Charlie, I am not drunk. Charlie?
Yes.
I found it. That was quick. I found it. Okay. So, and it's titled under Why Passion Planning Works.
Oh, there you go.
Imagine you are about to start your first solo road trip. Your car is packed up and you're ready to take on the journey from Los Angeles to New York. You start the engine and you're off. First stop, the Mojave National Preserve. Some sort of national preserve. About 2 hours into the trip, you realize you're lost. You fumble around for your map and freak out for a moment, realizing you've forgotten it. You shrug it off and keep driving, northeast, the general direction of your destination, telling yourself you'll get there eventually. Not before long, you get distracted by another place and never do make it to the National Preserve. Many of us treat goal setting this way, and so on and so forth. Do you get my point, though? That life is like a road trip, and if you don't know exactly where you're going.
You see other things that are not, like, on your plan. Like, I feel like that's
how
you really
live life. I've seen them. They aren't that interesting. I need to go where I need to go. At 32 years, I've been just kind of winging it. It's time to get my shit together.
No, but it's true. For some people, especially for me too, it's nice to... I like to write things down. And unless my mind is telling me to write it down, I might not. And then I just might bypass it. And then that's not cool.
Right. And it's true. Yeah. And so far, it's working for me. I feel very organized.
There you go.
And productive. So.
So that was a good present.
Yeah.
Yay, Charlie.
I don't know where we're going with this conversation.
That you got a passion planner. That's pretty much... oh, because you... because of the resolution, yeah.
Right. Yes. Yeah, so no, I have not kicked anyone out of my life so far. But I'm on my way with my passion planner.
Oh, good. Okay. The next tweet was from Black Ghost, which is a pretty passionate follower, which we love.
We love him.
He says, I love the shout out to me on episode 6, guys. May I say you ladies are my favorite female Canadians, and your accents are divine.
Oh.
Now, we have like international fans.
If I
pronounce this correctly, Canada.
Or Canadian accents, eh?
I don't know which accent he's talking about, eh? But.
That's so typical. We totally don't say that. We don't say a boat. We don't say a.
We say a. We know? Say a lot.
I say a all the time. Yeah.
We don't say a boot, but we say a.
We don't say a boot, but we say a all the time.
Yeah, we do.
I don't say a.
Oh, every time you're going to say a, I'm going to fucking tell you.
I'm going to point it out.
Okay, so after that, we got a super fan on our hands, Andy Anderson, which
love
is
him.
Like, I love him so much. He like fucking everything. He just gave us everything. He retweeted, favored our sex bullet thing. He said, I got a wife, she can use it, LOL.
what a good husband for thinking that.
I know. She has 4 kids and she needs it, he says. So,
oh, yeah. Does she ever? Give her bath time.
Are you kidding me? We should just give it to him. He wins hands down because he has four kids.
He also told us his best drunk story ever, and he tweeted us, I lost a contact while I was on top of a roof of a car.
I'm going to need you to elaborate on that.
I know.
I want to hear the rest of that story.
Andy, we need to know more about this story. Why were you on a roof of a car?
And did it end at the hospital?
I hope so. Let's see. Yeah, we don't know. And then he tweeted, Charlie, don't fake it. Tell the guy what you want. So yeah. This is also something that keeps recurring because of the fact that I said that I faked it, which is pretty funny to me. So just to be clear, I don't fake it because I like faking it. You know, here's the thing. Guys, tell me, maybe you can explain this better to me. When you have sex, the whole like 1 hour, 2 hours, remember Sloan when you had sex for hours with your brother-in-law?
Yes.
To me, the
Which
reason why...
happened again.
Right.
Yeah, but it's not like 2 hours of non-stop fucking.
Right.
No, I know.
Sleep,
yeah, absolutely.
And then it starts again, and then it's like, it's always nice. Like, it's never, like, right. The vagina is never, like, dried out and, like, in pain. Like, it's always nice.
Brooke and I all both made a face.
Dried out in pain.
But you know, when you have sex for like so long and it's not so great, and
right?
Just at one point, it
yeah, yeah.
Hurts the shit
I think,
out of
yeah.
it.
You have like rug burn on your vagina.
Is not
yeah.
I think that's my problem. It's the fact that I prefer quick rather than long. I love to have an emotional relationship rather than a physical one with a guy. Like obviously because of the fact that I can't necessarily feel the physical one, but like when it does go on for a really long time, I have. But no choice but to slightly fake it, like, quote, quote. And how do you guys do it? Like, really last that long? If you think about the fact that people masturbate, it takes, like, what, 3 minutes?
Like,
2 minutes?
Seconds. Yeah.
3 seconds?
Yeah.
How is it enjoyable to have sex for, like, 2 hours if you can come in, like, three minutes?
There's not just the coming that's enjoyable and having sex.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
It's, like, the touching and, like, the kind of, you know, that, like, ce rapprochement is really cool and it's really nice. And
I agree.
It can last more than, like, 10 minutes and still be really good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, I guess that's true. So, anyways, Anderson, I don't do it on purpose. I don't fake it on purpose. Then he tweets, my wife had 4 kids total, and the last time was twins.
Oh, God bless
the
her.
The normal way.
Oh, God bless her.
And he goes, the vajayjay is fine.
Oh, good to know.
So don't
That's
fear
good
too
news.
Much.
That's that gives me hope.
See, the vajayjay's fine,
the
he says.
Fine. This woman deserves this vibrator.
I know.
I think she might win.
Black Ghost,
okay.
You have a big competition
so
there.
So here's the competition. Black Ghost, if you can give us a better reason why you deserve this vibrator than you have a wife that had 4 kids and a set of twins.
And a good vajayjay.
And a good vajayjay. He might just hands down be like, no, you're right, she deserves this vibrator.
I kind of hope he does that. Because
I kind of hope he does too.
I want the other guy to have it.
I don't want him to have it, I want her to have it. She
yeah,
deserves bath time with this waterproof vibrator. Did we mention it was waterproof?
You can take it in the shower.
Because as a mother, I know there's nothing more sacred than a bath time alone.
Oh my goodness.
With
oh,
a
yes.
waterproof vibrator.
Oh, that's hilarious. And then he texted us again. I have a feeling that Anderson, he listened to all of our podcasts.
In like one night.
In one yeah. night. Because he answered to all of our texts.
I love him for that.
So good. So he said, my sister owns a winery with her husband. Oh. And then he gave, yeah, and then he gave us the link, which is facebook.com/.
Did we check out this
No,
one?
We didn't do it yet. TYC, as in Charlie. OG as in George, A, winery. So check it out, guys, if you're there. And he says, one of these days, I will try to send you guys some. How cool would that be?
Okay, can we share the Facebook link on our Drunken Station?
Yeah, we will. We can totally do that. Either on the Drunken Station or we could put it on the show notes, Brooke.
Tikoga Winery, is that what it's called?
Tikoga.
I'm
yep.
on the
Tikoga,
website.
Probably.
Tikoga. Sorry, we're Canadian.
Where is it from?
So it says here that he is in Iowa. And the bottles are pretty nice, guys. Hey, Anderson, if
Beautiful.
You can send us some.
Oh, my. Okay.
We drink white.
We're
drink white.
We're going to share this page.
Okay, let's share this
I'm
page.
I'm going to, yeah.
Okay, so Brooke's doing that.
That'd be really awesome. But if he does, he has to check with the law because our FAQ and everything government.
Country.
Oh, but no, but I think for personal use, I think it's fine. I think he's allowed to do
Believe
that.
Believe me, I was in Ireland, yeah. And I wanted to ship some whiskey to myself, and the guy at the store said we ship everywhere but Canada.
What?
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yay,
because
Canadians.
The rules and regulations, and I was like, oh, okay. That's
like living in Quebec. Anytime you try to like enter a contest, it's like valid anywhere in Canada except Quebec.
Yeah, it's true. Okay, so check that, Anderson. Okay, then we keep going. Wow, this is like really long. I love this.
We're awesome.
The Mountie. He says, Charlie, why am I like the main focus?
Because you're great.
Charlie, way too much.
Oh, accidentally
okay there?
Throwing that.
Wow,
okay.
Jesus right, Christ. Jesus, we almost sorry. Like destroyed the world here. Okay, Charlie, way too much potential rape talk. You make all men sound like creeps. Hashtag, we're not all that bad.
No, you're not.
No.
Most of the time.
You're not. I know. It was just, it's just fun to say that.
We have to be careful what we say because it sounds like most of our listeners are males.
I mean, I think most of them are male.
We love you guys. Don't
we
worry.
Do.
Sloan especially likes you.
you guys also want our honest point of view, don't you?
It's funny.
Yeah, but
whatever.
I love boys and I've never been raped so far, so.
That's a good thing.
Good.
So far.
And I hope you never get raped, okay?
I don't either, yes, but, you know.
Yeah.
Never know.
Okay.
Too trusting sometimes, probably.
Then we get another tweet. What, did you have something to say?
No, sorry. This winery looks beautiful. We have to visit here.
We have to visit.
We
totally
look at this,
have to
look
visit.
At this log cabin. Isn't that pretty?
Oh, we could totally have a wedding there.
That's what I'm saying. We should host an event there.
Okay. So, next tweet is from the Mountie again. And he says, all wine aside, Charlie, you want the back cocks?
What?
Hashtag way too many cocks to handle.
I thought what? Charlie was a prude.
Yeah, I thought I was a prude. Why do I want back cocks here?
I have no idea what he means by that.
The Mountie, you need to...
I don't know what he's referring to.
Yeah, I don't
elaborate?
Even... No, yeah, you need to elaborate, buddy. I don't know what you mean. But no, I don't want back cocks. Whatever that is, it sounds terrible.
It does sound terrible.
Then, okay, so that's pretty much all we have for tweets, but we do have an email, a pretty specific email from Anonymous.
That's the fantastic thing about
emails. Let's call him...
Jake.
Jerry.
I was going to say... Oh, my God, it's so funny. I was going to say James. We all went with Jay. Okay, so let's call him...
Okay, so let's just call him Jay.
Okay, Jay. Jay's good.
Jay's good.
So, Jay. So, hey, hi. I was going to say, hey, Jay, but no. Hi, comma. I don't mean to sound offensive, but I have a peculiar question based on curiosity. Here's how it goes. If two people in the same sex have a relationship, male or female, get into a physical altercation, is it considered domestic violence or assault? Thanks. From Jay.
I think it is assault, because assault is on anybody that you hit that doesn't want to get hit.
Right, well, I think automatically it is domestic violence or assault, but I think maybe, I don't want to say a better question, maybe a question on that could be, is it taken as serious? Is domestic violence taken as serious in a same-sex couple
right.
as it is in
opposite-sex
couples?
Let's look at homosexuals, for instance. They have houses for women, right? Homes for women that get abused and stuff.
Right, right.
Now, if it's a same-sex couple, does one of the... men, are they able to go in one of these homes?
Probably
are
not.
There
probably not.
Are there homes for males? I don't know.
That's a good question.
I would feel like they wouldn't be rejected if you're clearly gay and clearly there's abuse. I feel like you could present yourself, and if they can't assist you, they'll know where to
send
refer you.
Mm-hmm. You hope so.
Well, I'm on.
But these people are there to help. Like, they're not going to say no, get the fuck out. They don't have that kind of attitude because en plus. C'est genre un organisme de bienfaisance. Like, it's not something that makes money, you know? So they have that attitude of trying to help everybody.
I'm on Wikipedia right now, and I Googled pretty much domestic violence. And it says, domestic violence is a pattern of behavior which involves violence or other abuse with one person in a domestic context against another, such as in marriage or cohabitation. Intimate partner violence is domestic violence by a spouse or partner in an intimate relationship against the other spouse or partner.
Yeah.
Well, consider how drunk I am. I read that really
well.
Well,
I'm impressed.
really well. There are a lot of complicated words in there. So there's no mention of a female or male in that sentence.
I think what he was referring to is that because I feel like a male with a woman will probably do much more damage to the woman rather than two guys together and or two girls together. You know what I mean? A guy that's really like...
Typically.
You mean by physical force, you mean, right?
Physical force, yeah. I feel like two guys fighting together will probably damage each other equally on a general sense. Like, I know it's...
Just because a guy is generally stronger.
They generally tend to be bigger, and if two girls fight together, like, I feel like it would be the same level of...
Unless you have a butch lady, but...
I was going to say, though, but very often, there could be one that's much stronger than the other. Like, there's very often,
There could be. Like, I'm not saying... I just feel like there is much more pain and bruises and, like, cuts and that could be involved with a guy that's very over...
Just generally by the force that you can put on a woman or a male.
Yeah.
I also feel...
Maybe that's why we see that particular dynamic as super, like...
Right.
Man, I'm having so much.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean. Yeah, no, but I know what you mean.
I personally also feel that men and women react differently to things, and that when a physical altercation arises, that women react to it differently than men, because women tend to be a little bit more emotional than men. We tend to take things more emotional than men, and we would react to it differently, which kind of, I guess, maybe the outcome of it might be different, if that makes sense. No,
you mean like a guy would,
for instance, if like a guy hits a guy, it's kind of like, what the fuck, he hit me, I'm gonna hit him back. If a guy hits a girl, it's like, oh my god, but he's supposed to love me, why did he hit me? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's almost like another, like, just an emotional part
but
attached
you,
to
but
that.
You don't feel like sometimes in same sex couples one of them might tend to be a little bit more emotional than the other?
Right, one might,
like, I'm 100% not gonna say more female
feminine
than the other,
right?
But
yeah, that's true. That's a very good point.
Just because it's two guys necessarily doesn't mean that
it's two male brains.
No,
I shouldn't say that.
Two 100% testosterone.
Right.
Driven
brains. That's a very good way to put it. That's a very politically correct way to put it.
I guess. I try.
We hopefully will get no hate mail on that.
But yeah, there's probably is a lot of domestic violence even in same-sex couples.
Probably
I just wonder
more,
where...
There's probably more in same-sex couples than in opposite-sex couples.
You think so?
I don't know.
I feel like they've been through enough already, you know. And
or I feel...
been bullied at one point or another in their life that I feel like they'd just, like, be lovers.
Or I would think that maybe because they're the same sex, they kind of understand each other a little bit better. It's not like Mars and Venus. It's more like...
It could be.
You know,
I just
Venus
feel like,
and slightly not Venus.
I feel like because it's so not politically
Thank
correct.
You, Sloan. Thank you.
Funny, I like this.
Thank you.
So not
Mars and slightly not Mars. I thought it was funny.
It was funny.
But yeah.
But yeah, no, that was a good question.
That was a very good question. I cheated and researched it before this podcast, and I had to research quite a lot because I was like, I don't know. I have no idea if it was considered the same way as if it was like just a regular heterosexual relationship.
I personally don't think it's probably taken as seriously. Like, I think if you call the cops on a domestic violence situation between a same-sex couple, it's probably not taken as serious, unfortunately.
You think that the cops would say,
what?
Like, fuck
it? No, I don't think so. I think everything that's domestic violence is taken very seriously.
Really? Even in 2015?
No. Yeah, no, I think, I'm sure, I'm not saying in every circumstance, but I would say like maybe half the time that it might be brushed.
What about a father against his daughter?
No, I think when it has to do with two separate sexes, it is taken more serious. I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying that I think it is taken more seriously when it's two opposite sexes, when it's a man against a woman, rather than two men or two women.
Yeah, but no matter what the call is, cops are always going to come.
But not. But I'm not even talking about cops.
You know?
I'm just talking about opinions in general. Like,
I don't think she talks about the response time.
No, exactly. I'm not talking about response time. If you call 911, I'm talking about in general.
If
there's a situation.
If you get into the apartment, once the cops get and everything is smashed around, and one of the members of the people is like all bloody and whatever, I'm pretty sure it's going to take it seriously, even if it's the same.
Right. That's not necessarily what I'm talking.
Like the analysis of the situation will be the same with same-sex or opposite.
I don't. I feel like if you're around the water cooler at the office, and there's like, and you know, a girl's talking about her husband backhanding her and talking about her girlfriend backhanding her, that there'll be much more of a reaction with her husband backhanding her than her girlfriend. And again, I'm not saying it's right, but I that's how I feel like life still is, unfortunately.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
I don't know if I agree.
I don't feel that way at all. I feel like I've just done...
I think it's the first time that Sloan and I actually agree on something.
It is. I agree with that.
I was scared to that, but I don't have anything. But
no, that's just how I feel. Again, I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying I support that. I just feel like that's the way of the world today. Still, unfortunately.
And by the way, I have one of my best friends is gay. Like, super gay. Mm-hmm. And he's the best person on earth. He's
like, so super gay. I love how she said super gay.
No, but I mean, he's not like...
He's fabulous.
No, he's not. Well, he is fabulous, really. But, I mean, he's not like...
Flamboyant?
No, not. He's okay. Like a really cool, decent guy, but he's extremely gay. Like, he's definitely gay. There's no doubt about it.
Nobody will ever meet him and be like, are you gay?
Oh, no. You know right away. Okay.
What are you doing? You're burping like crazy here.
I have the hiccups.
Oh.
Oh, it's horrible. Oh,
see? Oh, yay. I'm not the only idiot that had hiccups on the fucking podcast.
You had hiccups on the podcast before?
Yeah, man.
I don't remember that. Oh, this so is embarrassing. Horrible. I'm going to try to get rid of them before I have to speak.
Okay, what about your super gay friend?
Well, you know how there's this, like, this Grindr app?
Yeah, man.
Tinder for gay, yeah.
Yeah, the reason why Tinder exists, basically.
Yes, it's because of Grindr. And so he's been on this because he's been single for a couple of months. And he's had Grindr on his phone for, like, forever and just going back and removing it and adding it. So he added it not too long ago, just before Christmas. And he started talking to this guy in a relationship with a girl.
Oh, okay. So he's bisexual?
So...
I guess?
No, he's Greek is what's happening. And he's like, he hasn't been here for a very long time. Okay. Like, he just pretty much immigrated to Canada with, like, part of his family.
So he doesn't know what Grindr is.
No.
Yeah, but
I don't think his girlfriend knows what Grindr is. But I'm saying that he's Greek because I don't think he's bi. I think he's gay, that he's a very manly gay, but he is afraid of
admitting
coming
it?
Out. Okay. So he has a girlfriend, yeah. My poor friend is starting to have feelings for this guy now.
Did he meet him in real life?
Yeah. They've been having sex for like a month and a half now.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's starting to have feelings for this guy. And at the same time, he's like, oh, you know, he's a girlfriend. Like, he's not going to leave her or anything. But I think deep down secretly, he's kind of hoping for it.
Right.
And the guy actually said, oh, you know, it's never going to happen. Like, I'm not going to leave my girlfriend or whatever. So he was like, okay, fine. Like, he's not going to leave his girlfriend. This is just what it is. But then the other guy started fucking freaking out. Every time my friend doesn't answer his phone or something like that, he's like, are you cheating on me? Are you having someone else? Like,
what?
He is freaking out. And I'm like, what right do you have to freak out if you're not even going to leave your girlfriend?
I know. What a hypocrite.
I know, it's just ridiculous. So I kind of felt better knowing that gay guys are just as stupid, as dramatic as some of the girls that we have around us and some of the guys
that
we have around us.
That's
you know?
True, that's very true.
He posted on how this ends, but I don't feel it's going to end very well.
What does this guy want to do? You know, have his cake and eat it too? Like, what the
and
fuck?
The money of the cake, I know. I was like, fuck, what the hell, you know? You can't, that's good.
That's good.
I think he should just, like, stop it, but he won't listen to me.
Oh, babe. The sex is too good.
apparently. What sex will make us do, you know?
So that was it.
Maybe not you.
Because I'm a prude, clearly. Okay, so we're going to end on that because that is all that we had in the Drunken Station. Thank you, Sloan, for joining us via Skype, even though you weren't here with us drinking.
It's not via Skype, it's via phone.
Oh, whatever. People don't have to know that.
No one can see you. Yes.
We're going to take a picture of the phone. Take a picture now. The phone with the microphone and the two bottles of wine. Actually, I should probably take it.
I probably have a good angle.
Yeah,
with like the virtual me. Virtual phone.
We can't pass you up, Sloan. We couldn't find anybody else to replace you.
You know, that kind of makes me feel good about myself.
Oh, good. Yay. Take care of that infection of yours.
It will be all good.
Okay,
in a
good.
Couple of
okay.
Days. I'll try not to get another one.
Try. No, try two. It makes for much better stories.
Maybe it will be the 36 question guy. Who knows?
Oh, we have to look that up.
Oh, yeah. We really do
next
have to
episode.
Look that up. You have to let us know how that were if you fell in love with the guy or not.
I have to post it on my passion planner.
Okay, good. You have to post.
I'll let you know.
Okay, and thank you everybody else for listening, and this was episode 8. Laters.
Bye. Bye.